Los Angeles. You're now tuned into Slauson Girl Speaks
with award-winning journalist and South Central native, Slauson Girl.
This is a safe space.
Yeah!
Celebrating authentic black expression.
Where Slauson Girl dives deep
into Los Angeles history,
politics, and news.
While discussing culture, race, and identity with carefully curated guests
to keep you open-minded in today's society.
No cap.
Follow Slauson Girl on all social media platforms and stream Slauson Girl Speaks on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You don't want to miss this.
Studio.
Welcome. Okay. Welcome to Slauson Girl Speaks. I'm your host, Slauson Girl, bringing you world news with a South Central state of mind. Today, I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Narissa. She is the entrepreneurial artist from Los Angeles. Many of you might know her. She owns The Last Trap, located on Slauson, two blocks from Nipsey Hussle's Marathon property, which is located on Crenshaw and Slauson. Sis has the height and look of your favorite model, but do not get it confused. She is about her business. She graduated from St. John's University, and since returning from college, Narissa has been putting on for all the boss women in LA. She is not only a business owner, she's an artist who's been dropping heat this entire quarantine, and she's set to release the video and song to her single Boss Bae this week. Narissa, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. So I'm so excited to finally get you on the podcast.
I'm excited to be here too, because it's been a minute that we've been in communication.
I know. I wrote an article on you kind of like when I first got back out here. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, this is the first time to kind of get your voice on the podcast. So yeah, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
So let's kind of talk about where we are right now. It's December 2020, and we've spent damn near the entire year on lockdown. How has this time been for you, you know, during this coronavirus pandemic? And what have you been doing with the extra time?
Well, I needed a break from just lashes and business in general when the quarantine came. So I took that as an opportunity to just rest and recharge. And so I've just been really, I've always made music. So I kind of took the quarantine as a time for me to make music and help my friends make music and like record at home, just relaxing and just trying to plot for 2021. I felt like this was just a break that we all kind of needed to just regroup and see the importance of business and being your own brand, responsible for your own money, your own income. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not relying on other resources really besides like yourself. So I like quarantine vibes, but I know it gets kind of depressing sometimes or lonely, you know, if you don't got a sneaky link. but that's the times like I just really try to just challenge myself to get to know myself, and it's been rewarding.
Okay, nice. Is there anything in particular that you've learned during this time, either like about the world or yourself?
Yes, there's so many things that you can learn throughout this whole process, because it's something that we haven't really been through in our generation.
Right.
And it's just crazy to see the kids, like the adults, like how everybody's handling it differently. Mm-hmm. And I learned that like even kids are really, really like in tune, like and smart. I don't have any kids, but just with like homeschooling and a lot of those different practices, I feel like it's better because like the parents get to be with their kids, like teach their kids more hands-on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just life skills every day outside of just I'm gonna drop you off at school, pick you up, and it's like I'm gonna cook dinner and then we go to sleep, do it all over again. It's right. More so like you watching me, how I'm making money, how I'm helping us survive, you watching me. I feel like it's great for parents. I learned a lot of things about even me as an adult, like me and my mom's and my dad's relationship just has changed. Like family is more important. A lot of things just don't matter. mm-hmm. That we all thought were so important. So I'm happy surviving, okay? And I've learned that all you need is the necessities.
Definitely, definitely. Did you think that the lockdowns was going to last for 3 weeks?
This new lockdown?
Like when it first happened, they were like, girl, just going to be out of school for 3 weeks.
I didn't know what to think. I was just kind of sitting waiting to see what was going to happen, like everybody else, to be mm-hmm. honest. I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, let's see what happens. It was like mm-hmm. a movie. I was just kind of ready for the next scene. Like, what's about to go down now?
Right, right. Okay, definitely. So, you know, despite being in a pandemic, you've been working around it as much as you can, safely, of course, you know, mm-hmm. mask on, hand sanitizer, mm-hmm. Recording songs and videos and releasing, you know, these songs and videos. What has been the project that you have worked on during the pandemic that you are most proud of?
So definitely Boss Bae is actually mm-hmm. not even from the pandemic. Like, okay. I've been working on music for so long while doing business that the project is just coming together from just like the last, really like the last 3 years of my life, to be honest. But Boss Bae, the single, I did record during the pandemic because I just felt like this challenged your whole boss mentality. Like, everything that you like put off or was like, I'm gonna slide by with this, you can't really, like, during quarantine. You gotta cross every T, dot every I. It's easier to get in trouble with your business, like, just if you don't handle it properly. So what was the question again?
what has been your favorite project that you've released during this?
Okay, that I've released during quarantine. Okay, mm-hmm. so to answer that question, my favorite project that I released during quarantine will have to be Research. But really, mm-hmm. I dropped Research right before quarantine hit. Okay. But it was able to live through quarantine because of just how everything was changing so fast. We had shot the video, everything was done, and it was like, put it out, boom, quarantine. So it's been like my vibe during quarantine. And then I've been kind of just waiting to see like what happens with the world and before I release music, because I feel like I'm in the part of my career where it's like, when I release this next Heat Rock, mm-hmm. I need to go on tour. I need to go see people. Mm-hmm. I need to be like outside. And in this mm-hmm. quarantine, I was like, I don't want to drop like super, super heat and then I have to sit at home. Like, that's mm-hmm. just going to kill me. I don't want to do that.
So timing is something that you're also thinking about too, as well.
Right. Okay. Right. And I just want to, I feel like I've been releasing music for a long time. So the next thing that I put out, I really feel like it needs to speak volumes for me as a musician, period. Mm-hmm. For people to even take me serious to go to the next project with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, oh, I do music and I don't take it that serious. You know what I'm saying? I need this next rollout to really hit.
Okay, definitely. So I was able to kind of see the visuals for Boss Bae. Thank mm-hmm. you. Shouts out to you. And yes. It's definitely a full little production, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So what is a Boss Bae in your own words?
So a Boss Bae in my own words is somebody that, well, you can be a male or female to be a Boss Bae, but it's mm-hmm. an individual who has a balance of work and play. Of work and work and play, seriousness and like chill, fun, just like there's balance. It's mm-hmm. just a good synonym for balance, basically, like mixing your hard side with your soft side. Mm-hmm. It's like the, you know, the contradiction of just and the contrast of dark, light, evil, good, you know, like it's just mm-hmm. like you're the angel and the devil, like, you know what I'm saying? But Boss is more so like your stern side, like you're serious, no shit taken. And then Bae is like your more lenient, caring, loving, emotional side, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's, but Boss Bae is about having balance. You could be bossy and you could be Bae.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Okay, so I didn't have this question written down, but I do want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. You know, Narissa, like, I really like you as a person because you, like, really down to earth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, with you is kind of like, well, just from the interaction that I've had with you, it's kind of like what you see is, you know, what you get. Just, like, right. Real genuine, right? you know, happy person.
And I hear that from my social media, you would think I'm mean or something. Somebody, people say that, I didn't expect you to be like you are. I'm like, what does it give y'all on Instagram? I try to be personal and cool, like, you know, personable and cool on Instagram or just on all my platforms. But, you know, I'm all about the art, which is like, you know, it's like how Beyonce likes to do like Sasha Fierce. And it's like, I keep my real self private more so. I'm more like that. So I guess when I present the art to them, it's like, oh, we think you're going to be like this. And it's like, you're just really chill and cool. But continue.
So yeah, I wanted to ask you, you know, like you know, real nice, happy person. What are some of the things though that kind of will like, you know, piss Narissa off?
That's a great question. I don't want to give these hoes no clue.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's skip on to the next
one. To piss me off, it's hard. Like, I'm like, it's hard to piss me off, like, to be honest. Like, I don't let things get to me or get under my skin. It's like boss bae all day, and it's like what a hater got to say. Okay. Like, period. That's it.
Okay, taking notes. Yeah. Because, sis, I be letting people get to me. But, okay, cool.
So at the end of their opinion, it's going to be what? Air, space, time? Like, I don't know. Like, okay, you think what you think, now what? Okay.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
You know?
Definitely. So let's get a little bit back into, like, the artistic questions, you know? Mm-hmm. What is your creative process like as an artist? You know, if you're going to write or record, you know, what is Narissa's zone like?
I have a different zone every time. Like, if I get a beat that's really, like, inspiring, I can make something really fast. If I get a beat that's, like, really, really, like, super amazing, I take my time a little bit more, like, days, months. Like, I'll just come back to it. But as far as making music, my normal process, I like to put on a beat and then, I'll do like line for line as I hear the lyrics come through to my head, like basically. So like I'll sit at the computer and I'll vibe with it and I'll do like four bars and then I'll do another four. And most of the time I'll do the hook first cause it's like, I like a good hook. And then, I'll do the verses after that. And then I like to just, you know, get with Anthony, my friend X, and we just kind of collab on ideas for visual, like things to represent it visually. And that's the process.
Okay, definitely, definitely. So in the world of art, we hear the word muse a lot. Is that a word that you know, use or?
Yeah, you know, a couple of people have tried to make me their muse, but no, it's not happening because I'm my own muse. Thank you. And I'm going to always channel different vibes. Like, I'm not gonna really have the same vibe on me because I like to do different looks, different art, different music, different. That's why Boss Bae is about also my R&B and my hip-hop side. So the boss side is the R&B, I mean the hip-hop, it's like more of the turn, like not think too much music, and then the bae side is more of the in your feelings, just emotional side. So I'm gonna always channel my different vibe when it comes to like my visuals and stuff like that. I'm just trying to push the envelope as far as independent artist goes. Like, I want to make it more of a production. Like, I like it to be an actual entertaining piece that can really live after.
Definitely. So in your art making process, are there any muses that you know have in mind?
To be honest, no.
Okay, girl. I heard that. She said, I am my own muse. Okay.
Hello.
All right, for sure. So in your music, you know, like when you pick up the microphone, and I know it's not just the same message, you know, but if you could say, you know, these are the most important things that you want to relay when you record or pick up the mic, what would those things be?
Don't quit. Resilience. Relentlessness, just never stopping, blocking out all the naysaying activity, putting people's opinions out and making yours the forefront of your goals and what you're doing. And that's what I want to get across in my music, you know, just confidence and to where you feel confident no matter what.
Definitely. So How many years would you say it's been since you've been putting out your music now? I know that you had...
I've been putting out music forever. Like, I started putting out my music in school when I was in college. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had a couple mixtapes while I was in college, Good Luck 1 and Good Luck 2. So it's been like... And then since 2014, I feel like, too, of putting out solid bodies of work. Well, mm-hmm. only two, three. So two of them were like full length. And then the last one, the last track playlist, that one was more so like four songs. It was really not even going to happen. It was like on some, like I'm about to reveal my shop and I want something to go with it. Mm. So we just, I'm always recording music. So we literally took like five songs that we liked the best and we just put them on a little tape and then just put it out.
Okay, definitely. And so you were recording music at one point under a different name. Mm-hmm. So people might know you from those days.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but right now it's Narissa.
Yes.
Boss Bae.
So yeah, exactly. So Freddie Hefner was my moniker before I became myself. but that speaks again to the artistry part of what I do. Like, I'm a rapper, I'm a singer, but I like to channel different vibes, looks, worlds, planets. Like, I like to do all kind of stuff. So it's not like, you know, your average R&B artist or hip-hop rapper. I like to mesh the two. And it kind of, like, creates this whole little vibe that I like. Mm-hmm. But basically, girl, I get sidetracked. What was the question?
And don't worry, we'll edit this out. But
no, it's okay. I don't mind. They can know that we be real bitches fuck up. Okay.
girl, now I need to remember what the question was.
What was it?
The question was
Oh yeah, we already did that one.
Oh no. You was recording music under another name.
Exactly. Boom. So I was Freddie Hefner, period. And now after my second Freddie Hefner project, so I did Good Luck 1 and Good Luck 2, which you can find on Dat Piff. Mm-hmm. But under Freddie Hefner, me and Kay Roosevelt made that first tape together. And then I experimented with a lot of different LA producers when I came home for good.
Okay.
And so under that name, I was more so rapping and then singing and then... Then I got more into singing, and I feel like now Boss Bae is gonna bring it together, like the singing and the rapping. Cause Research, featuring Blast, go stream now, is my R&B Bae side, and then the Boss Bae is the Boss side. It's more so like, yes, rambunctious, turned like it's confident and strong. So yeah, I just want that kind of vibe.
Definitely, yeah. Shouts out to Blast. He's been making a lot of, you know, moves in his musical career. And that was dope, the link that you guys did for Research. I actually really like that song and the video. Right on Slauson and then Sam's Deli.
Mike's Deli. So boom, Mike's Deli, Grill Fresh, and Bayou Grill.
Hey, yes. Some real LA vibes, definitely. Mm-hmm. So how did that collaboration come about?
Instagram, I just hit him up. Like, I got a song for us. What's up? Like, and he was just like, send it through. And if I like it, you know, if he don't like it, he ain't gonna fuck with it. But if he like it, he'll get on it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh yeah, this one of them ones. Like, I can hop on this. And then so turns out his girlfriend, I known her like for 8 years, like, which I didn't even know they was like, we had lost contact, but I found out they was together and I was like, oh, this is a family affair. Perfect. Let's do this. And so that's how it happened.
Definitely. That's what's up. So make sure y'all go stream Research, like that song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And all right, cool. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you were mentioning that you were releasing songs in college and you went to St. John's. Mm-hmm. What was your major?
Communications, business minor.
Okay, that part. Mm-hmm. And I just have to shout out J. Cole. You know, he graduated there with honors.
He definitely graduated there. He was before my time, but J. Cole is one of our... Literally, we'd be like, J. Cole went to my school. So that's Liddy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. What was that experience like for you, being in New York and attending St. John's, you know, coming from L.A.?
It was bomb, actually, but it was a shock, like, as far as just the independence part of it, because I was like, oh, shit, I'm on a train. Like, I'm walking around by myself. Like, this is just fun. Mm-hmm. But honestly... New York was bomb. My mom is from New Jersey, so we used to go to the East Coast every summer to visit. So I just knew that I wanted the East Coast vibe. I, like, knew the people gave me a vibe that LA just didn't give me. So I was like, I'm definitely coming here for school. As soon as I can leave LA, I'm coming to New York. And I just liked fashion and just different, it's like, you know, eclectic vibes. Like, I just like open-minded vibes. And New York just gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So if you had to choose LA or New York, what would
Girl,
you?
Okay.
I already
no
know. I already know what the answer is. My bad. My bad. My
Los
bad.
Angeles.
That part. That part. Okay, cool. So after college, you know, you come back to LA. At what point did you get involved with the lash business?
When I was leaving New York. Like, so I pitter-pattered back and forth to LA to New York for a while before I finally just was like, I'm gonna stay in LA. But on my last little pitter-patter, I was like, you know, I was working for Red Bull and I can't do desk. I can't do 9 to 5. I can't do rush hour traffic. It's just not good for my mental health. So I used to practice lashes like when I go home. One of my best close friends, he's the one who put me on. Like, he used to be in beauty and doing all my beauty and stuff like that. So he would do my lashes when he was experimenting in New York. And then so he moved to New York and he stayed there. And then I moved to LA. But he was working for somebody. So I was like, I'm about to go home and brand this shit. I'm about to learn how to do lashes. And then you going to stop doing lashes for that lady. And you're going to be Lash Trap New York. I'm going to be Lash Trap LA. And that's how we're going to do it. We did it. We did that plan. And that worked for like a lot of years. It's still going to this day.
And you have a physical business now.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you first came back and you were doing lashes, you didn't have a shop. Where were you doing lashes?
No, I started in my mom's back house. My parents, their back house right there on Rand Paul. And then I just lashed there for a while, and then they ended up moving like a little bit closer into View Park. And then so I was lashing there for a second, and then I left there because I started to get help lashing. And then so I took me and my assistant and we went to downtown. We stayed there for a while, and then after that I stayed downtown and I just switched locations downtown. And then after that I went to like Beverly Hills, what's it called? Like by UCLA. Basically Westwood.
Right.
Then so once I left Westwood, I was like, I'm gonna go back to my roots and open me a store over there, because I just feel like right now is the perfect time. And I also felt like it was good brand recognition too, because like so many people pass up and down that street all day long. I feel like I'm gonna do all kind of things, like build my own billboards.
Well, this is so exciting to see, you know, dreams or goals that people have, and then they actually do it, you know?
Right.
And so just kudos to you and your business partner and your team. It's just like, you know, manifesting. It's a great thing to see.
It is.
So you opened the Lash Trap on Slauson. Was that earlier the top of this year or last
year? No, it was 2019.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We in 2020. Girl, this whole year. Okay. So you opened your business, your physical business on Slauson, 2019. You're actually like two blocks up from Nipsey Hussle's property.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually know Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Right.
Oh, I hate to say that.
I know.
So, what were you going to say?
I thought you was done asking, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, What are some of the, you know, biggest takeaways from his story that, you know, were so important to you that has helped you kind of in your business journey?
Basically, like, when I can't get stuff done, I always put Nip on, like, get it done. Like, so the get it done and no excuses mentality I get from the Marathon brand and Nip himself. I mean, I have my mom, she's a hustler, go-getter. My dad, he's the same. So I always felt like a connection to that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I always felt like I don't want no job. I don't want to work for nobody. I want to own my own masters. Like, everything you're doing, I want to do like that, because I'm comfortable with just going on tour, getting my money and coming home and doing my business, because that's what I've always done anyway. Like, I can sell weed, sell hair, sell whatever, and still do my art. Because at the end of the day, I don't want y'all to be able to tell me what I could do with my art. Like, I want to be able to make music how I'm making it, not because y'all like, that's not going to be a hit, so you shouldn't make that. I just want to make real-ass music so people can relate to it and fuck with it. Like, even with Janae, a lot of her energy I was raised on too, like, music-wise. So, especially through my hustle. So, a lot of LA artists, like, I just respect the ones that come before me. So that's like the closeness that I feel to the brand. And so he had recently started like tapping in via social media, just letting me know he was tapped in with my hustle or whatever and what I was doing. So when I ran into him, it was just like, oh, shit. It was like, okay. Like, it was like a full circle moment. And it's like, I was with my manager at the time and they knew each other and it was just an all love situation. And he was just like, I see you on your mogul shit. I'm like, yes, you know, I'm doing my thing. And he was just like, yeah. I'm like, I got a store right here on Sloss. And I haven't, that's when I didn't announce it to nobody yet. So I was like, I haven't announced it yet, but I'm going to open it like on March 22nd. And so he was like, oh, shit, like, I got to come check you out. So I was like, yeah, come down, come check us out. Like, we right there. And so, like, literally, I had my store opening. And then a week later, it just was crazy. Like, everything happened. And so it was kind of like a bittersweet moment. Like, a week after I opened my store, it's like, damn, like, I came over here trying to, like, you know, incorporate my brand and incorporate my vibes to help you guys and help our neighborhood out. And then it's just all just rug from underneath you. So it kind of left me in a place of like, don't want to give up. Don't want to leave over here because this is like where I'm from too. You know what I'm saying? And I want to make it look nice. I felt like with him being gone, I felt I had even more of a duty or a responsibility to keep it going. And it's just like a lot of people got discouraged in that time, like in that moment, like, man, you should just leave and you should. And it's like even after that, it was hard, like throughout 2019, some of the 2020, it'd be a little rough and hard over there. But it's like when I was doing the store, I didn't tell nobody because I didn't want nobody to have nothing to say, like, you know, you shouldn't do it or blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to show them, like, look what we could do over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how nice I just made it look. Like, y'all need to tap in with me.
Right.
So from his brand, I just take the resilience and the don't quitness and all of those things that I already had in me. It just kind of amplified it. So yeah, like, and it's just like, stand on what you say and just own your mistakes and own your shortcomings and plow through your insecurities and do the work that you need to do to you know, to find what triggers your insecurities, find what triggers what makes you not go as hard and fix those things, like fix the things that are deeply rooted.
Right. Okay, definitely.
So yeah, that was a long answer, but
no, all of that was thanks for that, mm-hmm. You know. So I don't know, sorry.
It's okay.
It's like, I mean, I only met him once in passing, mm-hmm. You know, or twice in
That's
passing.
Enough times to meet that one. Like, know? Literally, like, the presence is so strong and it's like the brand, you feel so connected. So it's like, it's easy to feel like, you know, damn, like heartbroken over that whole situation.
Yeah, I know. And I hate saying like, dang, I can't believe, you know, it's hard to believe that they, you know, did that to Nipsey, because like, I know that his family, it's not hard for them to believe because they missing him physically every day, you know. So I feel like naive to say that, like, oh damn, I can't believe that, but like, respectfully, I just still can't believe that like happened, you know what I'm saying?
It's almost like one of them things where you like don't accept that happened, and it's like you still kind of live in the times before it happened. Like, I find myself being like, even with music, like, I play the music all the time and I just be like, and I play other LA like classics that's not him, that came out before that. Mm-hmm. And I just live in that time a lot of times sometimes, because I just be like, ugh, this is just whack. I cannot accept this. Like, and especially when everybody's dropping new music, it's like, I want to hear some new Nip. Like, I need to fucking keep going. Like, keep this shit lit.
Right.
So, yeah, like, that is hard.
Definitely. Favorite Nip project?
I don't know, to be honest. I have a different mood every day. Sloss and Boy 2, Mailbox Money, Crenshaw. Those are my favorites. I love The Marathon. The Marathon Continues. Like, I just named them because I'm going to name them all, because it's just like, it's a different mood every time. Like,
right.
Sometimes I'm feeling like Mailbox Money. Sometimes I'm feeling like Sloss and Boy 2. I feel like Sloss and Boy 2, I feel like that when I'm just really in the trenches and discouraged. Like, and it's just like, but I know I'm pushing through at the same time. And then when I listen to Mailbox Money, it's like I feel like that's when I'm reaping benefits from my hard work and I'm getting money. Mm-hmm. Crenshaw is just like a reminiscent mixtape. Like I used to be, I remember that mixtape when it came out. So just different, you know, different things. Of course, I listen to Victory Lap, but that one is just the most sad one for me. So like, I don't know. It's like, but that one keeps me on my shit.
Definitely, definitely. So who are some of your biggest musical inspirations outside of Nip, you know?
Favorite artists? Okay, so I have a lot. So Destiny's Child, facts. Beyoncé, facts. Cut Close, it's an old Keith Sweat group. He put them out a long time ago. Like, I love their whole vibe. It's like a little R&B group. They was popping back in their time. But that whole album is fire. And then also Missy Elliott. Love her. Ashanti. We was just banging Ashanti last night. Love that vibe. And then those are like my main. Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z. That's like, ooh, my dad. He dropped me to school to that. So I like that. And then, yeah, that's pretty much my favorites right there. I won't go overboard and start naming all the people.
Okay, definitely, definitely. So you're an independent artist. Mm-hmm. And so that means, you know, no real kind of like label behind you. Budget is kind of, you know, your vision plus the folks who on your team, you know. Right. So let's just, you know, what has your journey been like trying to do things on your own? I'm sure there are a lot of people that are supportive from the city, but again, being independent without a corporate backing, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, can you just kind of talk a little bit about what, how has it been as an independent artist putting out music?
It's been difficult, but you know, it's trial and error. It's like mistakes all the time. And it's just like, dang, we didn't do that right. So I feel like every time it's just trying to figure out a seamless way to do things. But now, like, once you get your team in place, it's easier to delegate. It's easier for you don't even have to delegate as much anymore because people are just doing what they're supposed to do. And also when your team is believing in your music more and more because you've been doing all the work to, you know, solidify the fact that you really in it to win it. Yeah, everybody just works how they're supposed to work. And that's the importance of a team. Like, that's what makes it go because all the label is a team. And if you have your own team, you can easily go where it is that you envision yourself.
Definitely. That's something that I personally, you know, take from Nipsey Hussle's story is the
teamness of it all.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Teamwork definitely makes the dream work. And yeah, Nipsey definitely had a dedicated group of people that, you know,
right, made sure they was doing, because it's like if he didn't have the passion and drive that he had, then it's not no way to pass it to your team. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to have it in yourself to even be able to infuse it into your team. Like, you have to, it's like the pastor gotta be lit so the choir can really feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's just how I see it. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So we're kind of getting towards the end of our interview, but I do have a few more questions that I would like to ask you.
No problem.
One of them being, you know, you have a few tattoos, you know, and one of your tattoos that you have kind of like some murals on your arm, not murals, but like portraits of folks. One of them is Nip. I think the other one is your dad, maybe?
Yep, my dad.
Shouts out to your dad. Okay, actually, that's what I do. I don't want to end this without talking about your parents real quick. Just briefly. Right.
Yeah,
just
briefly. Yeah, we got it.
I was able to kind of meet them through passing at your video release a couple weeks ago. And they just, you know, I can kind of see how you're, the way you are from where you're coming from, just from what I could see. Right. And I just want to ask you, you know, your parents seem like great, wholesome folks. Like, what were some of the values that you remember them instilling in you growing up?
Just my mom, she always instilled have a strong mind. So I always felt like even if I have some sort of depression, anxiety, I'm always equipped to overpower that. My dad, he always instilled the resilience in me, like the relentlessness and like from a coach standpoint. So those two things like are able to make my natural passions go to the next level.
Hmm. Okay, definitely. Which leads me to my next question about your tat. Another tat that you have is your true self tat, mm-hmm. which is right here on your leg. Well, actually, I don't know why I said right here because I'm pointing at my own leg, but it's on your leg.
Yes,
it's and, on my leg. Yeah, what was the inspiration behind that tattoo and why that location on your leg?
Because at that time, I feel like I was like kind of looked down upon coming from New York to LA and being like eclectic, eccentric, like just different from the regular LA vibes. Like my LA folks was like looking at me like, you know, like it's just not what they're used to. They want to see you wear Vans and the same shit as everybody else and just being the same. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just sticking to my true self. Like, this is what I like. Or if the naysayers got this and this and that to say, I just have to remind myself, stay true to you, to yourself, because that's what's going to make people connect to you. That's what's going to, and it's like, even if you connect to me, connect to me. If you don't, you don't. But guess what? I'm all about them positive vibes. And that's what I'm always going make the forefront of my existence, period. That's why it's hard to get me upset because I'm not really that type of person. But I got my true self tat to make sure I stay true to myself. It's not really because it's like, I'm my true self. It's like, it's more of a reminder to stay true to myself because I always need that extra, you know, reinforcement. And it's good to come from yourself.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Okay, cool, cool. So you're going to be dropping the video to Boss Bae this mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm. Technically tomorrow night, but Friday.
Technically yeah. tomorrow, right. 12 p.m.
Right, 12 a.m., 9 p.m. here.
Yeah. Okay, definitely. So I'm pretty sure you're pretty excited about this mm-hmm. release.
Very excited.
And so you recorded, you know, tell us where you shot the video at.
So I shot two videos. So there's two videos. One is coming out. Well, they're both coming out the same time, but one was shot in Cabo and one was shot in LA. And so at first it was going to be one video, which I don't know how I think back to it now, like, I don't know if I should have did two videos, but I like it because it's the Boss side and the Bae side. And it's kind of introducing you to the whole idea of what's to come from my project. So I like that we did that. The LA one was at, like, I had like a little car show and like a food truck. DJ Charisma came and played music and stuff like that. And we just did like a little vibe. And then the second one was shot in Cabo. And basically I just low-key needed a vacation. And at the same time, I wanted to get some of my stuff done, like some visuals. So I was like, you know, let's do it. Like, let's just all go to Cabo and shoot this shit. And everybody was with it. I was like, yes. Love it. Let's do it. So
nice. Teamwork make the dream work. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So 12 a.m. tomorrow, or if people are asleep, you can wake up on Friday and make sure you guys head over to Narissa's YouTube channel. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Narissa Music, or you can just hit my Instagram, Narissa World.
Hit her Instagram, link in bio, have all yep. the links to.
You can pre-save it there.
Pre-save it. And so when is the album Boss Bae?
Expected. So we don't have a date, okay. but it's expected to come around February.
Okay.
Again, that's the thing about being independent too. Everything take longer mm-hmm. because it's just like you got to get money for this, money for that. Do a favor for this favor. And it's just like, oh my God. Like, it's better though because honestly, like I don't have to wait on a label to be like, okay, you know, and or I don't need to like, hear people be like, oh, we don't really like that song. But it's like, it's not really what you guys like. It's what I like.
Hmm. What makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel like you're living in your most authentic
self.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, for sure. So Boss Bae music video dropping tomorrow/Friday. Boss Bae album 2021. Mm-hmm. What else, you know, are you looking forward to in 2021?
Just more fire, dropping more fire to inspire people to like stay alive and not kill themselves during the second half of this bullshit.
Girl, tell me about
yeah, because honestly, Black is King, really, that Beyonce album, visual album, that really took me to the next level because I was feeling sad low-key. Like, and when I watched it, it was just like, it moved me so much. Like, art really has the power to move you. It moved me so much where I was like, oh no, I have to do something now. I gotta go crazy. So like, I want people to feel like that. Like, oh shit, she could go crazy, I'm going crazy. Yeah.
Okay, definitely. All right, so yeah, before we close out, anything else you want to let the people know? And also let them know where to find you.
Okay, so you guys can definitely find me at Narissa World on Instagram. You can go to my Lash Trap Instagram from there, Boss Bay Business Instagram from there. You can just tap into me from my Instagram. And also, I want you guys to go ahead and download Boss Bay, stream it. When it comes out, it's going to be out tomorrow, Thursday. But really, technically, the 18th, Friday at midnight. So go get that. And also, yeah, I'm here chilling with my Slauson girl. You know, we getting it in one day at a time. Just make sure y'all don't ever, you know, naysay your own self or not fulfill or chase your own dreams and goals because other people have A, B, C, and D to say, or because they're already doing it. Make sure you just follow your dreams, follow your heart, follow your vision, and that's what's going to lead you to your happiness and your peace. And that's all I have to say.
All right, definitely. Thank you so much, Narissa. I really appreciate your time. Also, yes,
thank you.
Neck over there looking chunky.
Oh, thanks. You know, you can reach me at 877 Cash Now.
Invest in them pieces.
Yes, this is actually, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. This is some costume shit from a from like a little video I did. Girl, for my friend's fashion thing. And it's cute. I should sell these because they're so cute and they literally is like probably $10. Exactly, gives you that real look.
Well, it's probably the person that it's on, probably because it's on you, so it looks like a super real.
Right, but it's like, this is real. My little gold pieces, those are like authentic. My little Boss Bay piece and my little thing from my uncle.
All right, well, it's not even how much it costs. No, you know? It's about not the person that's wearing
what I'm
it.
To tell y'all, okay?
It don't matter what you got on. It's about who's wearing it. So, all right, girl.
Like this episode.
Leave a review and stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing to Slauson Girl Speaks and follow Slauson Girl on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.